That's really interesting what you were mentioning in terms of after treatment with Bevacizumab. What happens when you, for example, I would guess it's something like anaplastic large cell lymphoma, like say you see a partial remission. I don't know, maybe they progress. I don't know, but I would guess they would still have CD30, but what do we know about that?
We actually don't know a lot. One would make an argument the expression is giving the tumor cells some sort of growth advantage. And the tumor cells know nothing about brentuximab at the time they develop as a malignant tumor in somebody. So presumably it's providing a growth advantage. And so you would think intuitively it ought to be present. And when there's progressive disease or a frank relapse, you'd think it'd still be there. However, you're operating now under selective pressure of treatment, and we just don't know enough about what that might induce in terms of the biology of a recurrence. It would seem reasonable that in the tumor's interest, if it could downregulate CD30 to the point of not being detected or not being present, it might be something that would give the tumor an advantage.
Yeah, the other thing about Bevacizumab is interesting, I've wondered about, is you do see some patients who get complete responses. Sometimes they go on for years and years, and it's not the typical case, but it's not rare. And do we know anything about what predicts this kind of good response? Do you see it with more CD30 expression? Are there other markers or clinical factors?
Not that I am aware of. So the majority of cases, if we restrict the discussion to cases of ALCL, whether they're ALK negative or ALK positive, CD30 is expressed by virtually every cell and very strongly. And so why some patients will enter remission probably has much more to do with the underlying biology and the genetics and not to do with the phenotypic expression of a single marker like CD30. And so there are probably lots of reasons, mostly biological. There's also the patient-related ones, right, that you would know about in terms of comorbidities and patient age and all those usual things too, which will have an impact. But at the end of the day, I think we know little about that. That's quite honestly a subject for future investigations. That'll be very important.